Lunchbox.
Cam FM.
Hi, Pete. I am on Grassy Corner. A swan has just flown overhead. Liquid fell from it. I'm hoping it's water and not we. We've had the four-minute cannon about 2 minutes ago. The marshals are really on the ball here. Everything is starting like clockwork. I'll just give you a quick rundown of the W2 division, which is about to kick off. Ketton W1 head the division, then Selwyn 1, Magdalen 1, Hobbiton 1, Fitz 1, Christ 2, LMBC 2, they're from Johns, of course. Lucy Cavendish, Hughes-Hall, combined boat W1. Emma 2, who were fined £30 for failing to clear yesterday. Let's hope they don't do the same again. Sydney Sussex W1, who were fined £50 for abusive behaviour towards the marshals yesterday. Let's hope they rein it in a little today. Robinson 1, Newnham 2, Jesus 2, Corpus 1, Pembroke 2, Darwin 1, first and third 2, and right next to me I have a large crowd supporting the sandwich boat, Peterhouse 2. So on 3, guys, 3, 2, 1.
Peter! House!
Woo! Says Peter. Well done, Peterhouse. It's really lovely conditions. You have a few clouds in the sky, but pretty calm, very little wind. The ducks are still kind of playing hard to get with each other, literally unaware that in a few short minutes' time, carnage of blades and boats and boaties will be rolling on through Grassy Corner. The one-minute cannon has just gone, so I'm going to throw to Emma Wells, who's on first post, watching the boats as they push out, ready to start.
Yes, Ben, I'm here on first post corner, and I can see the top of the division right in front of me. All the bank parties are ready, about to pole out each of the boats. And this is the moment when, you know, the additional kit is off. They're all got their game faces on and they're all ready to do business. And the closest boat to me is Girton W1, who will be hoping to have a comfortable row over now and then be able to bump up in the next race, because they are the sandwich boat at the bottom of W1 as well. So it's going to be a tiring but exciting day for them. And the boats are being pushed out further into the river now. And they're just trying to stabilize their boats, keeping the boats completely set while bringing themselves forward to front stops. And that is the cannon. The race has started. And all the boats are beginning their starting sequences, doing long draws to get their boats moving through the water. And the sun is just coming out. It's perfect timing for this race, the W2 division. And Girton are looking strong. Great timing, great hand heights, looking really, really polished, actually, as they come towards me at first post corner. And they're pretty much on station with Selwyn 1. That also applies to Magdalen 1. The top three boats in the division, all looking pretty much at the same distance as they started at. And Girton 1 are coming past me, stroked by the inimitable Catherine Nunn, and with Tim Nye as the cop with a lovely Welsh hat. And they're still on station with Selwyn, who are behind them. And then Magdalen have started to drop behind. So the gap between Selwyn and Magdalen is starting to lengthen. And there's still all the other boats behind them are still pretty much on station. Homerton are coming past me looking very sharp indeed. Excellent timing by the Homerton girls. And behind them, I can see Fitz beginning to round the corner. And it looks as though all these boats from the top half of the division have managed to maintain their positions. Although further back, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall are closing in rapidly on Lady Margaret 2. And it looks like there is going to be a bump. This will mean blades for Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall W1. And yes, Maggie have conceded. Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall earned their blades. Ben, what's happening at Grassy?
Well, an awful lot. There's a large canine contingent supporting Selwyn by the look of it. They're initially looking rather nervous, but they needn't be, because Selwyn are rowing astonishingly well. They've now closed it down to about a boat length on Girton W1. The Welsh hat wobbling in the wind as Girton try and pull away. But Selwyn have taken an exceptionally good line. Now Magdalen are behind them, and it's even tighter. Homerton W1 are really closing in on Magdalen W1. It's down to half a boat length there. And as Selwyn take a much better line than Girton around the barges here as they come out of Grassy into the Plough Reach, it'll be interesting. Homerton now down to a quarter of a boat length up on Magdalen. And if they just put their legs down, keep those blade heights even, keep those strokes long, then they should do a little wobble in the Homerton boat. but that's not enough to kind of unshake
Emma.
Them. It's down to an eighth of a boat length. There's almost overlap. Emma, what can you see?
Emma, I can see Newnham has overlap on Robinson, and the whistles are going furiously, and the Robinson Cox is still not conceding. There's a huge amount of overlap here, and yes, he has conceded at last. But it looks like there's going to be a bit of a crunch here. Robinson are just beginning to clear the river, and so that is victory for Newnham. Anything happening further up on grassy, Ben?
Yes, the bump has finally happened. That bump, of course, is, as I can see it, it looks like Homerton W1 have bumped up on Magdalen W1. They need to clear the river faster because Christ are chasing Fitz around the corner. Further down, I can just see Emma W2, the angry Emma W2, are going to need to push their feet down a little bit harder in order to avoid another angry outburst at the umpires, because they are now being closed in on by Sydney Sussex W1. Emma, what's going on with you?
Yes, Emma. Another bump is unfolding on first post corner. It's all go here because Darwin have got overlap and the Pembroke Cox has conceded. So that is the third bump I've witnessed here. It's been all go. Real carnage occurring here. And the Darwin stroke is weeping with joy. So, so happy to have achieved that. And how are things looking on grassy, Ben?
Well, I can just see first and third and Peterhouse approaching now. Expect an awful lot of... No, I apologise. We've got Corpus Christi bearing down upon Jesus. Jesus don't appear to know how to steer their boat. It's kind of going all over the place. The blade heights are everywhere. And I do feel Corpus Christi are in with a shout. They can just pull it together and lengthen their strokes slightly. Behind them, first and third are not coming around the corner. They've pulled over, which means that Peterhouse W2 have bumped up on first and third W2. Peterhouse... break into the division properly. And I'm going to show over to Alistair now. What can you see?
I'm
afraid I'll have to correct you there, Ben. Peterhouse have not bumped on first and third. Both boats are still very much in the race, bringing up the rear of the division.
I apologise that I can now see first and third coming round, and the first and third are indeed about two boat lengths ahead of Peterhouse. The boats that pulled over were Darwin and Pembroke. I do apologise. They are about 200 metres away from me and the blades weren't quite clear. But I'm going to go back to Alistair now, who's on Ditton Corner. What's going on?
Well, as I was saying, Girton and Selwyn both are excellent techniques, taking the same line. Ditto for Fitz and Christ, actually. Both doing extremely well. And just coming up now is... Emmanuel and Sydney Sussex. Emmanuel taking this corner very tightly, but still, again, technically excellent, all in time perfectly. As are Sydney. There's about two and a half boat lengths in it, so it doesn't look like Sydney is making any ground. I'd imagine a row over for both of these two as they head out into the reach with the sun on their back. It's a glorious day. The number of people actually watching at the plough has been growing all day. It's a fantastic turnout for these Lent
bumps.
Thank you, Alistair. Right,
now, I'm just going to me now.
Tim.
Yeah, so just coming past me on the bank, on the reach, we've got Girton and Selwyn. Girton have a length on Selwyn going past me. Their bank parties are cheering on, both looking extremely good. Nice long strokes and all in time with each other. Behind that, we've got Fitz, look to be holding off Christ, but it's a little difficult to judge distance from here, but it looks like Fitz are staying relatively on station. It looks like they've got 1.5 or 2 boat lengths. If Fitz can just keep this up, they will be safe to the end of the course. Yeah, Fitz girls, they're really working hard here, but they should keep this together and escape a bump. Behind that, I can see it looks quite close behind that between Emma and Sydney, although from this distance, it's very difficult for me to judge. Fitz have just come past, and yes, there's their good 2.5 boat lengths, I think, to try. Christ's not looking like they're working quite so hard. They're still rowing, rowing very effectively. They're looking tired. Timing perhaps slipping a little bit in some seats. But the Emma also looks to be looking strong over Sydney. And behind that, I can also see Jesus and Corpus coming onto the reach. So it looks like down the reach, we've really got some serious battles going on. It looks like Fitz is pulling away from Price now, but Girton and Selwood still look to be on station as they disappear under the railway bridge from where I'm stood. Emma and Sydney is very close. It looks like there might be there must be only a canvas in it here. Emma much close to the bank. Andy's conceded. Emma have conceded, but Sydney haven't held it up. They're going. Lucky that there's no one else because they've not cleared effectively. They're sat in the middle of the river. So Sydney have bumped up on Emma too. But they're sat in the middle of the river, two boats slightly stranded, as Jesus and Corpus come down behind them. Jesus have quite a lead on Corpus, they're slightly wider, both looking a bit scrappy. Their timing isn't great in either boat. But Jesus appears to be holding them off. Looks like about a length in it at the moment, as Emma and Sydney start to clear to the bank. But Jesus coming through. Their stroke not in a white t-shirt, contrasting strongly with the black tops with red stripes down the arms of the rest of the crew. And as they come past me, there's a good two lengths, one and a half, two lengths in this. Jesus, look like they'll be safe as well. I can see Fitz and Christ have now cleared past the railway bridge. It looks like Fitz are going to survive to the end of the course. Jesus, running past me now. To Ben, yes, what have you got?
Well, all I've got really, I say all I've got, it's pretty impressive. Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall row past, not only with greenery in their hair this time, but with their boat club flag flying proudly from behind the cocks. A really, truly excellent result for them. Really great bumps. They've got blades, which means all sorts of traditions are suddenly unlocked. It's like a kind of... It's like, you know, they've unlocked a new level, all sorts of things they can play with. Boat burnings are now possible. Boat club dinners will presumably be even more raucous. And unlike Trinity, they haven't deforested most of Cambridgeshire. Their greenery, their foliage, pretty respectable, to be honest. Also approaching me, we've got Newnham W2, who are wearing greenery in their hair as well. Slightly more extravagant with kind of green, sort of very, very kind of green, frizzy kind of heads moving towards me. I'm not sure where I'm going. The Selwyn dogs, very, very impressed, applauding Newnham with their barking. Tim, have we got any news on First and Seven Peterhead in particular?
Yes, First and Third are rowing past me now. They're very safe. They've got a good five lengths on Peterhouse as they're coming past. Peterhouse equally looking... They're looking fairly. They're just rowing home. They're not going for a positive. They don't have a chance of catching up. It looks like the last battle that was going on, Jesus Corpus, is now clearing under the railway bridge, and that looks like it won't. It won't come to anything. I think that's where their finish is for this division. So they're Corpus. So Jesus are safe from spoons. The Peterhouse just come past me. They're rowing along gently. Their timing is actually very good. They're looking remarkably nice in the boat there, but they're not rowing anything like hard enough to catch First and Third, which they definitely couldn't do with the little water they've got left anyway. So that looks like all the action has come past here. Ben, do you want to give us a quick rundown of what we've caught so far?
Well, indeed, Tim. So unfortunately for Peterhouse, they have had to row twice today, of course. You know, do bear that in mind. So let's run it down then. Girton W1 row over, we think, so they go up to become the sandwich boat in the N1, bumped by Homerton 1, Fitz and Christ row over. LMBC, so that's a boat from Johns, of course. LMBC 2 were bumped by Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall 1, who get their blades. Congratulations to them. Emma 2, bumped by Sydney 1. Robinson 1, bumped by Newnham 2. Jesus 2 and Corpus Christi 2, Corpus Christi 1 row over. Pembroke 2 were bumped by Darwin 1. And First and Third 2 and Peterhouse 2 both row over. That's the results as we're calling them provisionally. We'll confirm them in about 15 minutes' time. But for now, over to you in the studio.
Lench bumps. Cam
FM. Yes, thank you, Pete. We've got the results for the W2 division are as we called them. At the top of the division, Girton escaped from Selwyn. They got to the finish without being bumped, so Girton have held on at the top of W2 and will be rowing again as a sandwich boat later on in W1. Below that, obviously Selwyn rode over in second. Below that, Homerson bumped up on Maudlin. Fitz escaped Christ, they both rode over. Lucy Cavan, Hughes Hall, W1 boat, bumped up on LMBC 2. Sydney Sussex 1 bumped up on Emma 2. Newnham 2 bumped up on Robinson 1. Jesus 2 and Corpus 1, below that, both rode over. Darwin 1 bumped up on Pembroke 2. And first and third and Peterhouse 2, first and third 2 and Peterhouse 2 both row over. We will be back with you for the next race, which will be M2 in about 10 minutes' time. But for now, back to the studio.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Just before you go, what are the conditions like out there? Is it still nice and sunny and warm?
The conditions, Pete, are glorious, especially compared to yesterday. The sun is out. The sun has been out for a little while now, and it's actually quite warm. Unseasonably warm, given the past few days, I'd say. But you still definitely want a coat, otherwise it does bite. But no, it's a lovely day. Lovely day down here at the riverside.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Tim. We'll be back with you shortly for the M2 division.